fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of April. Patriot Day, by the way. Patriot Day, the day we remember the battles at Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts. And the prepper tip of the day is to acquire a second stream of income. It'll be different things for different people, but for many families, that would be a smart thing to do, whatever it would be for you. We have Patient Wayne in Green Room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books, more on the way as he gets time. An advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. And a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. And
well,
to
sir,
add to your tip of the
ahead.
Day, I call it multiple streams of income. You were saying develop a second
right.
form
right.
of income. And I've always believed you should have 4 or 5. And so the reason is if one is not doing well, the other one probably will be doing something, and it averages out. And then also don't make the mistake of when you do really good overspending on, say, infrastructure in a company and things like that. You just plan for the leaner times. Because they always seem to come, and that might be a conservative way of running things. But for myself, after more than a few decades of being in business, that works. The
right.
people that extend themselves out too far, thinking, "Oh boy," and then they're extended too far, you know, then
right.
that's a problem, and they go under.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Well, Jim, there was a attorney, Todd Collender, who's been on my show once. I hope to have him back in the future. He represents thousands of men and women active duty and prior military regarding the COVID clot shot and the consequences of that. He's come across information, the following information, which I find very important. It has to do with the swearing in of high-level officials in the federal government, and the president, vice president, members of the cabinet. There's two parts to these swearing-in ceremonies. One is one we're all familiar with. They put their hand on the Bible, they raise their right hand, and they swear their oath of office. Apparently, all the vice president, the president, and the cabinet members all did that part. There's a however coming. Here's a however. There's been a Freedom of Information Act request for the second part, which is copies of the legal document that they signed, their oath of office that they signed under penalty of perjury, and witnessed by a notary public and notarized. Apparently, the vice president and most of the cabinet members have not signed that document. The Freedom of Information Act request for the president has not been responded to. Based on what I've seen so far, I'd say there's a high likelihood the president didn't sign that document either, which makes these office holders, the vice president, the cabinet members, all imposters and not having no legal authority to do anything under color of law. They're pretending to be these office holders. This is certainly unprecedented in our history that I'm aware of, Jim. And it certainly changes everything in terms of the validity of the Biden administration. What do you think, sir?
Well, yeah, Biden isn't Biden. The guy that they show is not
well,
Biden.
Occasionally. Now, let me help. Jim's first one that brought this to my attention, the two Joe Bidens. The real Joe Biden has a detached earlobe, excuse me, and the fake one has an attached earlobe.
Many
and
other
I see both of them occasionally. The one that gave the State of the Union was a fake one, by the way, Jim. I watched enough of the State of the Union to determine that it was the fake Joe Biden. But they do both make public appearances. But when it comes to important things like meeting foreign dignitaries, it's the fake Joe Biden, isn't it, Jim?
Right, and the fake Joe Biden even debated Trump. The very last Trump debate was with the fake Joe Biden.
Well, I've been waiting with bated breath to see when Tucker Carlson is going to make this public. He hasn't yet. Surely he knows this, as much as this man knows. He went public with the CIA involvement in the assassination of President Kennedy, and he was way behind the curve in revealing the COVID clot shot is killing people. And he waited until well more than a year before he went public with that. So it's maybe the more you and I talk about it, the more this can become something the general public knows about. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, for decades, the CIA has literally run the country and through the agencies and everything else. The CIA is in the pyramid of government, has been the top dog since before Kennedy, and Kennedy thought he was going to be president, and they showed him exactly where the bear shits in the woods.
Yeah. Ventura, I got some backup to what you said, Jim. Jesse Ventura was governor of Minnesota for, I'm not sure how many terms, one term or more. And he found out shortly after being inaugurated as governor that there was CIA people at the highest levels of the Minnesota government, which he found rather disturbing. So there's some reinforcement and validation of what you said, just said, Jim.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've been infiltrating these governments and offices down to the local level forever. And so, you know, you have sheriffs, you have city councils, you have school boards, you know, and all of this woke stuff. They will put up two candidates, one on each side, that's their candidate, so that whoever wins is on their side. There's a film of Klaus Schwab talking about the cabinet. And I forget which country he was talking about, but basically he said all the governments of the world, they have their key people, the majority in the cabinets, which is the advisory board to whether you're prime minister or president or whatever. He said they control all those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, a question or comment for Professor McCain, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, I always look forward to getting an archaeological update for the week. Do you have one for us, sir?
Well, there's a lot of interest in the Vikings, my ancestors, and what actually happened to them. But there's proof that they went all the way down into Central America.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. Hmm.
Yeah, there's a character who is central. Now, this is interesting because, like at Chichen Itza, for example, the pyramid that is dedicated to Venus, which is Quetzalcoatl, the plumed serpent god of the night sky, which was the comet Venus that went through the solar system when this is back thousands of years ago, and it was commemorated in the architecture of the modern Maya, and they were carrying these legends on for thousands of years. But there was a character named Shakmul, which is a French name given to this. It's not a Mayan name. But anyway, this guy is like a 6-foot-tall Scandinavian-looking guy with a Scandinavian little hat on and moccasin boots with fringes on them. And he's laying down, and he's always looking exactly to the side, 90 degrees to the side. And he's got an offering bowl on his stomach. And this is in the center of the primary architectural feature of Chichen Itza and many other places. And you'll find these out in the middle of the jungle. I've seen them in the middle of the Yucatan, in the middle of nowhere, just as you'll find the Olmec heads. These round, I don't know if they're even Polynesian or what they're kind of Polynesian, but not really. Big round stones out in the middle of the jungle. But Shakmul was a Viking, and why he gained status there as a major, somebody major enough to be placed at the center of their primary architectural feature is very interesting.
It is. It is. Well, that's fascinating, Jim. Updates on the Nazca line, sir?
I'm working on some papers in the background, and just have not gotten them put out yet. But yeah, there's a couple addendums to the Nazca line's paper. Very interesting stuff.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Well, last night, I don't know if you caught or not, but Tucker Carlson has been interviewing Elon Musk, and the topic of aliens came up. And I was pretty sure that Elon would lie about it, but he claims to have no knowledge of aliens at all. He thinks they may exist, but I know for a fact because my private interviews with people in the industry, in the satellite industry, that it's well known within the satellite industry that there are satellites circling Earth on the 19th day of April, 2023, that we didn't put up there, and Earthbound human beings did not put up there. It's common knowledge in the satellite industry, Jim. And of course, Elon Musk knows this, but for his own reasons, he's decided to keep that private, hasn't he?
Yeah, but, those could have been put there by earlier civilizations of man, which we know there were. But
there were there, and you're right. I didn't mention that part, but human beings have had technology greater than what we have now on Earth, and the Black Knight satellite is, of course, the best known. It's been up there about 12,000 years. On one hand, on the other, once we set off nukes, that's when we got the attention of the rest of the solar system and at other places. Many satellites placed there since World War II to monitor silly human beings here on Earth.
Right. I was going to mention this, too. I'm working on something in the background. My advanced physics degree is in nuclear solid-state physics. And I've been working on this to see how ancient civilizations that were not, with the theoretical work we have today with special relativity and the other chemistry that we have today, could they have put together nuclear devices? And this would have been, take on the entire plethora of hydrogen, heavy atom type of bombs, plutonium, uranium processing.
Jim, the evidence exists that somebody did it about 12,000 years ago. Go ahead.
Right. There's absolute evidence of nuclear bombs. I was just looking at one the other day where an entire city was vaporized, and there's high levels of radiation material there. And so, but the question is that I'm looking at is how could it be done with primitive abilities?
Well, I think your premise, you need to keep an open mind as to your premise as to how it would be done. I would not limit myself at all as to how it could be done. I would just look into it to make that determination without any preconceived notion about how it could be done.
Right, right. There's two avenues. One is, could it have been done like that? But, because ultimately you come down to a certain small set of atoms that work, that at least we know of. And, for example, in the sites, they find, heavy atoms that are resulting, and then the devastation of people being basically burned, like a Hiroshima type explosion, and then covered over with dirt over the millennia. And when they dig it up, it's still in that condition.
Right.
So, but anyway, the question remains, what level of technology do you really need to create nuclear weapons? And of course, that's a scary thing. I don't know if I find something, I don't know if I'll ever put it out there.
Well,
but
I don't have any advanced knowledge in this area, but I do know the following. It's a lot easier to take nuclear material and heat water and make steam than it is to make a nuclear explosive device, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, right, right. And so that would be the first step. But understanding, and actually I learned how to make nuclear bombs when we were in college. We had a guy who worked at the end of the Manhattan Project. He was our professor in my college, a private school, undergraduate physics. And so we all learned the mechanisms and literally how it's done. It's really not that difficult,
Exactly.
With the current.
Okay, we got a couple of calls here, Jim. First, our regular caller from Norway. We have Oregon in Norway. Good morning, Oregon.
Hi there, John and James. How's it going? Glad to see you again.
Real good, sir. What's going on in Norway?
Well, I was just wondering because I think James also caught this. I made a sort of informal summer forecast now, partially based on his work in Principia Meteorologia, and I think also if James is down with it, I could possibly have contributed unwittingly to independent third-hand verification of his main thesis throughout life that these electrical elements are out there and they're very active, and Milky Way also plays into this system, and its effects on our weather. So that's been it's been pretty weird how 6 months now seeing the forecast I made last autumn kind of coming true, and with all going on.
Jim, you got any response for Oregon?
Oregon, hi, how's it going? What I would say, Oregon, is continue doing what you're doing, and excuse me, continue to send your predictions, etc.
I will. On the last video, I had forgotten my notes that kind of factors in your work with how the planets are acting when they are in the direct line.
Oregon, hold on to the break. We're having your thoughts after the break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. The April sale is in effect until midnight the 29th. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money next winter, $500 off until midnight the 29th at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Before we get back to Oregon, tell us how people can listen live and to the archives, if you would, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroad in its 23rd year and commercial free. And also the archives are all on my webpage. It re-airs about 7 different times, and all the information on how to listen are also listed on my webpage. Just look for the radio show on the very top menu, and it'll get you to all the information.
All right. Oregon, let's go ahead and conclude your thoughts, sir.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's my 20th anniversary September this year for listening to At the Crossroads. September 2003. James was featured in Nexus magazine. He said, "Comets are not dirty snowballs." First real thing I ever heard in my life, almost. And NASA are liars was the selected quotes from the interview. And I was just, who is this guy? And from there, I've just been tracking you all the time and just following, reading up on your work and studying.
Okay.
Where was that, Oregon?
September 2003.
In what magazine?
Nexus magazine.
Oh, Nexus. Okay, sure.
Real good. Well, we appreciate your support. Always look forward to your calls, Oregon. Anything else?
I have all these dates. It's about 50 years words, but it's maybe better. I understand than other people on the line. So, but I record a video and I send it to you, and appreciate it that you are watching it.
Okay, thanks, Oregon. Thank for the call as always. Okay. We appreciate it. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I want to know, I understand that there's regions of magnetic anomalies, like over the Bermuda Triangle and over the area of Tibet and the Himalayas and Nepal. They sort of they're triangular shaped, or just, well, they're not triangular shaped, and also over the Great Lakes, they occur about 60 degrees over a certain latitude, every 60 degrees over a certain latitudinal line. Another one, I think, is in the Dragon Sea area. And there's also places where intersecting ley lines come together and create places of paranormal occurrence. And there's a lot of, like, Bigfoot and Yeti sightings. Is Indochina an area of any particular for any place particularly noteworthy for ley line activity, or is it a place where one of these areas of magnetic anomalies is?
In what area are you asking about?
Indochina. Southeast Asia.
Well, yeah, that's the South China Sea. There's a area whenever NASA flies over it, they have radio blackout. And this has been known about since in the 60s. It's in over the South China Sea. It's a very active vertical electric field area, and nobody really knows why, including me. I'm not sure why that area, but if there are volcanoes in the area or other mountains, they're very active electrically with the vertical electric field. So,
I understand this area is exactly 180 degrees around on the same latitude as the Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle, excuse me.
The Sargasso Sea area.
The Bermuda Triangle is an active volcanic area. And a lot of the issues are very well explained by eruptions where the gas, this orange gas, comes up. Ships have fallen into it. Airplanes have been taken out of the air, etc. And that's basically underwater volcanic activity.
So there's no space-time distortion in the area.
I wouldn't say that necessarily.
Okay. Yeah. John, thank you for your call. We got about an hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of April, Patriot Day. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be this coming summer, the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience. The Wildwood Springs Lodge is celebrating 101 years in business. It's like walking into a time capsule. Really, not much has changed. We have an excellent chef there who will be preparing our breakfasts and our dinners. It'll be a great time. My guests will have plenty of one-on-one time with myself to have all their questions answered while they're there that week. We'll visit Freedom Center USA, the world-class rifle and pistol training facility in Lebanon, Missouri. Leon Green will be with us at least one morning. It'll be a great time. You want to make your reservation, call my reservation taker, Ms. Betsy Murphy, at 636-530-9502. If you are dealing with arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, you need an energy cleaning. Read up on it, study about it at my website. If you like it, go ahead and place your order. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free airline 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim's white paper analyzing the 2020 election is right there at my website also. Jim, there's more and more evidence coming out about the election fraud. You were on top of this early on, weren't you, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I could smell this coming because I could see the 10 cheating centers. So before the election with Trump and Hillary, I put out a white paper, the top 10 ways to cheat to win an election. And Hillary thought she was going to win. So she was a shoo-in, and the first person she blamed when they had to tell her that, no, you lost, Hillary, in a rage, she said she blamed George Bush Sr., who's a Republican, but also head of the CIA. Right. That's who she blamed. And then, of course, throughout the next year, she came out with her laundry list blaming everybody why she lost, because she was just in psychological denial. I just see here that Fox News has to pay almost $1 billion to this stupid little company, Dominion Voting Systems, because of so-called conspiracy theories. And it never went to trial. So, but the anti-Fox News postings are claiming that Fox did this, even though they knew it was not true. So why Fox did not go to court? Well, because they knew they were going to lose in a fixed legal system that exists today. So they just settled out of court. But if who's the pillow man? What's his name?
Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell has showed ample evidence of corruption with these systems, and then also the fact that they were connected to the internet, that the votes were first sent to China and then processed. It was, the elections here are just a horrific mess. And the voter election machines are central part and parcel to that corruption. So anyway, this thing goes on. And I want to mention, too, this whole thing about an indictment for Trump. I think it's going to go away, but it basically got DeSantis out of the picture, if you haven't noticed. The most they're talking to DeSantis about is if he might want to run as VP.
Right.
And so, but they were afraid of DeSantis, not Trump, because they figure they can beat Trump again because of the voting fraud, because Trump is not going after voting fraud. DeSantis did in his state of Florida, and he won by a landslide, more than a landslide would be 52 to 48. He won by 63% or something, which in Oklahoma and other states where they've cleaned up the voter rolls, they've cleaned it up. There's literally not a single Democrat in office in Oklahoma.
Right.
That's what happens when you clean up the voting process.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, one of DeSantis' stated missions is to have what he's doing in Florida duplicated in other states,
right.
Which, of course, is happening, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But there's still the 10 major cheating centers, and they're in democratically controlled states because the major cities, I can name them off. In Oregon, it's like Seattle, Portland, Oregon. The Bay Area of San Francisco, Bay Area of California, Los Angeles, then Las Vegas, Nevada, Denver in Colorado, Minneapolis in Minnesota. And these areas control the entire vote of the state.
Right.
There's two cities in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Madison, that control the entire state because...
Right.
And I could just keep going on until I filled out the entire state.
Right, right.
And Florida was always a swing state. Excuse me. But DeSantis cleaned it up. And now you can see when you clean up the voter rolls, what happens. And so they do not want DeSantis into anywhere near this because the Democrats would never win an election again.
Right, right, right. Well, there's a lot of people who oppose DeSantis claiming his connection to the Bush family is an issue and other things. But on one hand, on the other, the work that DeSantis is doing will stand up to scrutiny for being good, honest, hard work. That will what's happened in Florida will change the outcomes in the state of Florida for decades into the future, and duplicated in other states will change other states for decades in the future as well, wouldn't it, Jim?
Right, but it's what was never supposed to happen, is that a few places that can stuff the ballot box are swinging presidential elections. That's what's going on now.
Exactly, exactly. Jim, we got a call here. We got James in North Carolina. Good morning, James.
Hello?
You're on the air, James. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't know if this guy can help me out or not. I'm a beekeeper, treatment-free for 12 years. Does he know any correlations between some of the phenomenon he's talking about, like radio blackouts in the South China Sea, with bees and how they survive? I've noticed over the years, I've been doing it for over a decade, at certain locations, bees just survive better, no matter the genetics or what. In other locations, no matter the genetics or what, they don't. It's just certain locations in certain bee yards where beehives just seem to thrive. I've got one that's 6 years with no feed, no treat. I know that might be off topic to what you normally do, but can you help me out in that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a bee expert. I eat honey. I love honey, but I don't know much about it, but it's an interesting question. You know, given that's where how things start is with empirical observations. And then you start looking for reasons, you know, what's going on here, what's
exactly
going on here and not going on over there. But I don't know. I can't answer your question. It's an interesting situation, other than bees are very affected by the herbicides that are being used. The Roundup, et cetera. And so that might be something you're seeing also.
I'm very blessed to live in a very isolated spot. I'm surrounded by thousands of acres of trees. It's several miles away from any agriculture. Do you have any areas where you think I might be able to do some research and find answers to this? Because you're not the first person I've called, and I've even called lots of people with a lot of credentials in the beekeeping world, and they were like, huh? Stumped.
Right.
You got any direction or some other source you think I might be able to find something at?
Well, from my experience, people that are in official positions have their agenda, their list of published papers or something. And it's the not invented here syndrome, or the professor syndrome is another name for it. If they didn't think of it, or the other thing they'll do is they'll wait 6 months and then they'll invent it, like they're great discoverers of something. So anyway, but typically they're not good places to get information. You know, the grandma down the road that's been keeping bees for 50 years, that's probably the person you want to talk to.
Okay, well, I've tried that. But anyway, it was a long shot. Thank you very much for your time. You have a nice day.
Okay,
bye-bye.
James, thank you. Thanks for the call. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, the worst crime in recorded human history is taking place in a couple hours. I'm going to the funeral of a friend of mine in a couple of hours. In order to show support for his sister, who was coerced into getting a clot shot by her employer, he got the clot shot to give her emotional support. About a year ago, my wife and I watched him almost immediately start having tremors in his hands and arms and having slight personality changes. And I found him dead at his home this past Saturday afternoon. And as I was leaving the driveway to go to his home, because the postmaster had not seen him for a week, and he wasn't returning calls, I told my wife, I think we may find Jesse dead. And of course, we found him dead. But this is being repeated tens of thousands of times all over the country, isn't it, sir?
I just sent you an email, John. I don't know if you got it this morning. It was a athlete. His last name was Smith.
Yes.
31 years old, dead, unknown cause. Gee, I wonder if he got the clot shot. And football player. It was just announced on CNN. But
football or soccer?
No, American football player. Okay. Here it is. Chris Smith, former NFL defensive end. Chris Smith dies age 31. And the first thing it says is cause of death unknown.
Right.
So, if he had a car accident or if he had something else go on, but to simply say no cause of death, these people are dropping over dead. And it should be very clear, maybe somebody, one of them had, out of thousands, had something, but this is just all too common now.
It is. It's so tragic. Luckily, my oldest grandson did not get the clot shot. His mother, stepfather, and both the twins, that brother and sister, all got the clot shot, and I don't have... I'm not all that optimistic about their long-term survival. Jim, we got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we have Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn.
Thank you very much. Good morning, John, and good morning, Jim. I appreciate you taking my call. I actually had just started listening when I heard the gentleman call about his hive. One of his hives wasn't thriving well, and what came to mind was any cell phone or, cell towers. Or things like that. He could probably just use an AM, battery-operated AM radio, see if he's getting interference. I know that if you put a cell phone in a hive, the bees won't return to it. And he could probably search it. Is it antenna.com? I think is the website where you can search for antennas. And also, if you click the other tab in the website, at least from what I remember, you can get all your local radio station listings. So I don't know if that might be helpful, but or if he knows somebody or he has a meter.
Well, the issue with cell towers has been taken care of. It's not because the issues with bees and cell phone towers have been proven to not be true, best I can tell. And he's in
I know that if you put a cell phone in a hive, they won't return.
Well, that's different. That's considerably different than being near a cell phone tower. Because that radiation radiates at about the size of a basketball. Jim, you got any follow-up before we move on?
No, it's all new to me. So I eat honey.
Right.
Yeah,
thank
me
you,
too.
Okay,
and thank you, John, and I'm sorry for the loss of your friend and the congressional hearing on the coronavirus and not being honest about it being a lab leak was great yesterday. So if anybody, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lynn. Our next caller is David in Iowa. Break coming up, David. Go ahead.
John?
Go ahead.
I've been watching Tucker like everybody else has. And the last year or even better, especially on Musk's interview, you look at his right wrist. He's got a red Kabbalah wrist around his almost every show he's on.
It's the left wrist.
Yeah, it's the left wrist. Did I say right? Left wrist. Yeah, that's not a good sign. A short thing on that. Focusing on mystical concepts, Kabbalah reached its height in the later Middle Ages among the Hasidim. It involves esoteric secret ciphers, codes, and approach to Scripture directly condemned by Yahusha in Luke 8. Kabbalah has evolved into new forms among Christians, New Agers, and occultists. That's not good.
It's not good on one hand. On the other, there's nobody else. Bongino comes pretty close to exposing the things that need to be exposed. And Tucker goes as far as he can. I would love to be a fly on the wall in these discussions with his bosses. But the red string is there on his left wrist. You're right.
That's all I had.
Okay, thank you. A person's private spiritual beliefs, as long as they don't interfere with their work, is I think that's a matter of their, you know, their personal beliefs. But Jim, here's our last break here. Give us your concluding thoughts for the day and for the week when we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there. I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
I'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to take any more calls. Jim, you got about 3 minutes to summarize the most important thoughts you want to get across this week, sir.
Thanks, John. Yeah, tomorrow night I'll be talking about the upcoming hydrogen industry. Very important how that's taking shape, what's going on. I'll also have some fun facts, 10 non-debatable facts that are simply true and, of course, that are being basically terrorized today by wokeness. And then I'll be talking a little bit, just some other topics, but remind people to listen tomorrow night to my radio show. We're on the summertime frequency, 9.350 megahertz. But also, there's a sale on the MR5 water filters. They're about $500 off for the Best Buy, the Best Deal package, which includes the MR5, the UV sterilizer, and the extra pack of filter elements. And so instead of $26.10, it's now $19.80. And that sale is going to go away very soon. We had a sale to reduce inventory, and that's succeeded. And so we're now, it's in the last days of that sale. So, John, you have a link from your page to the water filter.
That's right.
Webpage. And so find that on John's page and then jump over to the sale page. Take advantage of that that offer. And then also, we're heading into some really weird times here. I wanted to mention, too, all of this stuff going on with transgender and these very few people, these people are actors. These people are staged actors. They're being promoted just like back in the Planet X days. We had a woman who was on radio shows, who was getting all kinds of notoriety, claimed to talk to aliens about Planet X, etc. These are actors. These are people who are put up an agenda. You notice you don't ever see other people, like regular people off the street or something. There's just a very few people who are being promoted. And that's your indication that this is all a big setup. And so, you know, and the whole idea is to create the fugalties. You know, that is the entire purpose, to create destruction of societal norms, destruction of society in general. So that's what it's designed to do, and it's succeeding. But the best thing you can do about it is just don't talk about it. Don't give these people time of day. The best thing you can do is just call it what it is. These people are actors set out to disrupt society, and leave it at that.
Oh, all right. Jim, thank you very much. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, top of the hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.